Welcome to another episode of the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and you just heard from Michelangelo Baddio there. That tune was from his 2006 release, Hands Without Shadows. That was the title track. Got to see Mike last night opening up for Pat Travers at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. And Mike was spellbinding to watch, as always. Had the crowd quite interested in his guitar prowess. Really good show from Mike and from Pat Travers, who came on a little later on. We'll have some Pat Travers coming up next. This weekend, there was so much live rock in Chicago, so many bands coming through. So today, we're just going to feature something from everyone that was in town Saturday night. So we're going to keep the rock rolling now with the aforementioned Pat Travers. This is a track called Go All Night. Go All Night from Pat Travers. a tune that he actually did not play last night, but it was still a great show nonetheless. And there was a lot of other great shows too, including a triple bill down in Tinley Park at whatever they call the Old World Music Amphitheater now, the Hollywood something or other, I don't know. It's always changing names. But at that venue last night, you had Poison, Tesla, and Def Leppard all in the same place, one big show. So that'll be our next three acts. Right now I got Poison from their 1990 release, Flesh and Blood. This is a tune called Let It Play. Let It Play. Absolutely. When I hear the music, that's how I feel too. That was Poison We're going to keep things rolling now with another band on the bill last night, Tesla. This is from their 2008 release, Forevermore. This is a tune called One Day at a Time.
I wake up in the night, the nightmare comes alive. My heart is beating like a drum. It's only 3 a.m., oh, here I go again. I close my eyes, but sleep won't come. It's been like this far too long. I get that love and carry on. One day at a time, no mountain to climb. But sometimes it don't come easy. One day at a time, oh, I lose my mind. That's all I can do, believe me. The sun comes creeping in, I've had no sleep again. It's been another long, long night. This thing won't go away. It's time to face the day. What can I do to make things right? It's been like this since you've been gone. I find strength to carry on. One day at a time, no mountain to climb. But sometimes it don't come easy.
One Day at a Time from Tesla, and who's playing one show at a time out there with Def Leppard and Poison. And now, the final band of the three that were down in Tinley Park last night is Def Leppard. This is a live version of Too Late for Love from their 2011 release, Mirror Ball Live and More.
Pocket.
I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and you are listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. And so far today, I'm featuring songs from bands that appeared in the Chicagoland area yesterday or last night. And I've got one more, legendary Chicago singer Cliff Johnson, who was in Off-Broadway. He currently has a band that he plays out with occasionally called Cliff Johnson and the Rain. And last night, they were performing at Wire in Berwyn. So I'm going to feature something from Cliff's solo release, Little Crimes, that he put out in 2009. This is a track called Kicking You Out.
Yeah.
Kicking You Out from Cliff Johnson. All right, that is everybody that would be my kind of music that was playing around Chicago last night. And that's quite a list, I think. You got Cliff Johnson and the Rain, Def Leppard, Tesla, Poison, Pat Travers, and Michelangelo Badio, all playing on the same night. My only regret was there was no way I could go see everybody last night, which was a bummer. It was hard to not be able to see some of those acts. And to everybody that listens to this podcast that's not in the Chicago area, I'm sorry that we're so lucky in this area that so often we have that much great live music going on. But I'm sure a lot of these bands will be your way wherever you are at some point or another. But in Chicago, we were lucky enough to have them all last night. And Pat Travers, if you like Pat Travers and you think I've already seen him, I just have to say, check them out. As I was heading to the show last night, my friend Tyler calls me and tell him that I'm on my way to see Pat Travers and Mike Badio. And he's like, so what is that, like the 51st time you've seen Pat Travers? And then today I saw a Facebook posting from my friend Kim. What is this, like your 1,999th time seeing Pat Travers? Because people that know me know I love Pat Travers. I think he's a very underrated guitar player. But I don't know exactly how many times I have seen him. It has been a lot. I know I was thinking about it last night, and I know I've seen him at least maybe 25 other times. I don't know if I've hit 50 or 2,000 yet. But as I was watching his show last night, he always does some new material, but he does do some of the same songs that he's been famous for. But, you know, every time I see him, though, there's something a little different about it. Maybe it's a phrase in his vocal or an inflection in his vocal, or he plays a guitar part just a little bit differently each time. So even though you may be hearing some of the same material, you're hearing it differently because it's not always played the same note for note each time. It's always a little bit different and always pretty amazing to watch. So anyway, that's it on Pat Travers. But if you like Pat Travers and you've seen him before, don't think you've seen him before, because there's always something a little bit different if you're really into his playing. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling now on the Radio Bypass Podcast. We're going to go back to 1984 for an album called The Warning from a band called Queensryche. This is Deliverance.
Let's play it at Jack Wall.
back from the days when I think they were all friends and just enjoyed playing together before all the drama ensued later on in their career. Love that album, The Warning. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. I'm going to keep things rolling now with some Chicago rockers from the past. A band called Defcon. Finally got some of their stuff transferred into the digital age. So from their 1990 demo, I'm going to play a track that somehow Rudy Sarzo, the bass player from Whitesnake and Ozzy and Quiet Riot, somehow he was involved in the arrangement on this song from Defcon. This is a track called Into the Night. Defcon, a Chicago band that I don't really know what became of all those guys. I remember the lead singer and bass player. He was one and the same. The lead singer played bass as well. That was Mark Matthews. And I remember he was from Cleveland, Ohio. And I think the other guys were all from the Chicago area. But They were a really strong band. They just didn't play around the scene for a real long time like many of the other Chicago bands did, but definitely some talent there. So I'm curious if any of them are still playing music, but I don't know. I'm not in contact with any of those guys. All right, you have been listening to episode 21 of the Radio Bypass Podcast, but sadly, at least for me, I have to wrap things up here before the file gets too big for me to upload it. So I'm going to leave you with one last tune. Come back here next Sunday. We'll have some more new rockin' music for you. Thanks for your support all over the world. Again, I notice all the different countries that are checking this podcast out in addition to the good old USA. So I thank you all for checking it out. If you want to get in touch with me, you can just send me an email at ralph@radiobypass.com. Until next week, I'm going to leave you with some Motorhead. This is from their 1991 release, 1916. This is The One to Sing the Blues.